And voila, the door is open. Any day now, any second now, you can open. Time for Plan B.
Be still or you'll attract attention.
I don't like B&E.
You just learned what that meant the other day.
Doesn't mean I can't use it on a regular basis.
This is perfectly legal, Monty.
Unless we're caught and arrested, which is a distinct possibility.
We were hired to do this. It's called a security check.
It's called I don't like this for my agency.
Our agency. That's a phrase you really should practice saying.
Jody, I would appreciate it if we decided on jobs like this together. Not you using some old contacts and setting this up without me knowing anything about it.
How much do you have left from your grandfather's inheritance?
Before or after taxes?
The case is settled in favor of the defendant. I got the job because we needed it. You had to have a nice office, and that takes cash flow.
So, let's speak hypothetically for a moment, shall we?
Oh, let's.
Does that help?
We're about to find out. I hope you've got our bail bondsman on speed dial just in case.
So, hypothetically speaking.
Fire away.
Let's say that I go out and beat the pavement and find us a client. Would that be all right with you?
Knock yourself out.
You'd have a hissy fit if I did anything like that.
Try drumming up some business and we'll see. Follow me. Do what I tell you to. And don't fidget.
Cameras?
Duh.
Then why aren't we masked?
There aren't any here. We worry about that on the second floor.
Ready to go with my trusty ski mask?
It matches your eyes. Put it on. You look quite fetching just like that. Don't ever take it off.
Fetching?
Hush!
Let me guess. Laser security on the stairs.
Apparently not. That's odd.
Let's go then.
Monty, slow down! Now we have cameras. They're not on.
This security check is turning out to be a bust. Do they have a security system besides the door?
I made sure it was running earlier this afternoon.
That's the problem with security systems, isn't it?
I don't know who you are.
Oh, he's just a part of the test, right? Well, I've about had it with this security check.
Monty! You don't go after someone in the dark by yourself! You wait on your partner!
I just learned that.
Cooper?
In some pain down here.
Sorry about the security system, Jode. I brought it offline so I could surprise you.
Cooper! Last time I saw you, you said I'd never see you again.
I fibbed. Sorry.
And I said I would beat your face in.
You did.
I didn't fib.
It's a BJA 2500, Jode. I took it out with a blindfold on. You should know better than to recommend something like that.
Mr. Baxter, our client, has a budget.
Our client's identity is confidential, by the way. She didn't mean to do that.
Shut up, Monty. Ugh. Sorry, Monty. Are you gonna live?
Are you kidding? I pulled every punch. Unlike you, Jode.
Tell that to my fractured sternum.
I owed you. So, the BJA was a bad idea?
For someone like me, yeah.
We weren't expecting someone like you.
You weren't the first time we met.
Cooper, you're not playing fair.
Don't know the meaning of the word.
If it's not too much to ask, with me over here dying and all, but just who is this guy?
This guy, Mr. Adams, is Cooper Lance. I used to work with Jody once upon a time.
A bigger agency, Monty, when I first started out. Cooper was who I apprenticed with.
Is that what you call it?
What would you call it?
This. I need your help, Jode.
Kay.
I thought we took cases as a team, Jody.
Whatever. So So, you can't break into the building?
I said that, didn't I?
There isn't a system in the world you couldn't crack.
This is a Prism Tech system.
Ouch.
Ouch? You don't know the meaning of the word.
Listen, Matt, a little bit of heat and cold and you'll be fine. Maybe not tomorrow, but maybe the day after.
It's Monty.
The chocolate diamond was smuggled out of Lesotho.
It's in South Africa. Look it up.
Chocolate?
Brown in color. Do some reading.
I'm going to look this country up online. Why didn't you stop it from leaving the country, Cooper?
I tried, but the Lesothoian government already made an agreement with Sotheby's. We're talking a diamond worth $1.5 million or more.
Wow. Lesotho is smack dab in the middle of South Africa.
He's your new partner?
Only in business.
Their flag is blue, white, and green. And some black thingy in the middle.
They also have a coat of arms with two little ponies and an alligator.
Ah, my sarcasm meter just pegged out.
What's the gig, Cooper?
All legitimate. Sotheby's got cold feet about auctioning it off. Lesotho wants it back.
The chocolate one? Or did they want the vanilla?
If the sternum isn't broken, it will be in about 5 seconds.
I want to hire you.
Us?
Our agency.
I don't care about the semantics. I need to know who the party is and how to get to it in the Prism Tech building.
Are we talking some larceny here, Mr. Lance? We don't do that type of thing.
Jody here excelled at it once upon a time.
You're actually blushing? Let me get a picture of that.
Or maybe I should hire another agency? You two seem to have issues.
What about the larceny?
It's complicated, but if the diamond is being held in storage by someone who hasn't bought it, it's a matter of who owns the property, and since Lesotho owns it still, it's called diplomatic immunity.
It's still stealing.
I pay in cash.
It's $300 a day.
And any expenses you may have along the way. $1,000 as a retainer and another $1,000 to keep you on the case.
We can work out the amount.
I like $2,000. Cooper, was it?
Would you like that in pounds, euros, yen, or dollars?
No French francs or German marks?
Both were discontinued years ago, Monty, when they adopted the euro.
Oh. How about good old American currency, then? Morning. Nice to see you at work this fine morning. Let me guess, I'm persona non grata around here today. I've had a busy morning. And yourself?
I went to the bank. After prying your fingers off the loot, as you put it, I thought paying the rent was a good idea.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not looking at you. I don't want to.
What are you mad at me now about?
I thought you and I had already worked through the fact that we are in partnership in this agency together.
We had.
We have a legitimate job and...
And met some lunatic who laid me out. Or need I remind you about that?
He didn't know who you were. You had a mask on.
He didn't have to go all Chuck Norris on me, Jody. Or should I call you Jode?
I'm going out for a while.
Why? What's the big deal?
The big deal is Cooper Lance.
Oh, I can see that.
We were a thing.
Really? How could anyone tell?
We were going to get married, Monty. All right. Are you pleased as punch now?
There you are, Mark.
Monty.
Where's Jody?
We're having another one of our famous falling out sessions.
Have a lot of those, do you?
Only when Mr. Perfect arrives on the scene.
Who, me? I'm just plain old Cooper Lance, and I'm at your service.
Have you tried calling her?
I haven't tried calling her in 4 years.
But she would have just been a pup.
We both were. Just starting out together as private investigators. Well, I'd been there a year or so when she came.
But you moved on, I assume.
We had a case following a minor diplomat who was suspected of smuggling in handkerchiefs. I know, don't ask me. No big deal, right?
I'm guessing wrong.
It was more than just a crate or two of hankies, yeah. I ended up watching this guy alone when Jody got sick. She got bad sick on something she ate, so I ended up tagging this guy with one too many kilos of high-grade heroin.
And you got the commendation, and she didn't.
More than that, Martin. I got a job with the State Department and ended up doing some work overseas.
Happens to the worst of us. And it's Monty.
She didn't want to see me after that.
She said you two were going to get married?
I asked. She said yes, but she changed her mind after.
After the State Department job?
After I said I wouldn't take her with me. It was going to be dangerous, and they told me that. I didn't want her to get hurt or left alone if something happened to me.
And selfless to boot. What was she thinking? And I bet your hair just looked like that when you woke up this morning, too. I'm questioning what moon I was born under.
So, no Jody?
Nope. Out of luck. But I did some digging on the case.
Do you have a name?
Just the one you gave me. Prism Tech.
I told you, it's beyond my abilities to crack. The building just needs more study, and I'm not sure about the safe.
Forget any laws being broken, Cooper. It has a biometric trigger.
And obviously, my fingerprint isn't keyed for it. So?
So, according to my rooting around, you can pick it with a paperclip, if you know how.
A Prism Tech system. On what useless website did you find that information?
What about bypassing the power supply to the lock? No power, no lock, and no need for any fingerprint swipe.
Of course, that's what you're going to find on it. Prism Tech has a serious system, and they want everyone to know it.
But several sources claim otherwise.
Those several sources haven't tried to bypass this one. I'm more interested in the name of who's got it locked up. I can worry about the system later.
I'm sure you can.
Now my sarcasm meter is pegging.
It should have broke on that one.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
Are you Shelly Harrison that works for Prism Tech?
Yes, I am. And you are?
Dee Dee Tucker.
Do you need to see me about...
Oh, yes, ma'am. I represent Rally Peak Oil down in Oklahoma.
I was about to have lunch. Why don't you get an appointment?
Well, let me buy you lunch.
I'm not sure why you want to talk to me. I only rep a few companies in town.
Hey, Rally Peak had me check out your company, and it's a good old boys racket, am I right?
It is at that.
We ladies got to stick together. We work it out right, honey, and you can rep our entire network.
Network?
As in oil rigs, refineries, and all our offices.
As in a big account?
Big? That's such a little word. Let me buy you lunch.
Would you get over the paperclip working on the safe, Michael?
It is Monty for the 4,000th time. And this model of safe can be reset by pushing a paperclip into...
No, it can't.
How do you know?
I know.
You know?
I just said I did.
So, you've tried to crack one before and it didn't work?
Not exactly.
This is me noticing that you're suddenly cagey about the issue being discussed.
Yes, and?
Just an observation. If you're suddenly going to threaten me with fisticuffs. Fisticuffs, by the way, means...
I know what it means. You mean to sit there and tell me that you and Joe are partners and she hasn't knocked your teeth out.
Hey, now, come on. So I'm not James Bond over here.
Who's not James Bond?
Need you guess? Joe, really.
The world lost a great comedian when you went into espionage, Corey.
It's Cooper. Oh, I see what you did there. Nice.
May I interrupt now? Or will there be more of a display of testosterone in the room?
Well, if I...
The hint was to shut it, Monty.
Should we go into one of the conference rooms?
Why? We're all right here.
Cooper, just stop.
I wasn't...
You were. I said no. You said a lot of things. I thought about it. I ate ice cream for a week and then moved on.
Really?
Tried to move on.
Jode.
The long and the short of it is that you're where you need to be and I'm where I need to be.
Thank you.
For now.
And there it is. The hits to the solar plexus.
I don't care if Marco...
Monty.
I don't care if he hears me say it, Jode. I miss you. I want you back in my life. I want you back on the team.
Whose team?
Mine.
Exactly.
Oh.
You couldn't pay me to leave my seat. This is better than daytime TV.
Monty, forget it. Never mind.
Shifting gears, what did you find out?
That you're up to your old tricks again.
What old tricks?
Misinformation.
What's that mean? Oh, yeah, to a layman like me, that means lies. You know... Lying. Not telling the truth?
One more crack, Monty, and I will break out a judo move on you. And you too.
All right, so what did I misinform about?
Who's involved with the diamond?
I didn't lie, Jode.
Cooper?
I didn't.
Monty, just so you know, this is out of our league now.
Why? I wanted to make some serious cashola from your ex here.
Alexander Laballo.
No way.
Who?
An aide to the former Prime Minister of Lesotho.
What about him? Oh, he smuggled it out of the country?
He claims the diamond for himself.
I bet he does. And I promise you, I didn't know.
You suspected, though. You wouldn't have been sent here by the Lesotho government if politics wasn't involved. They could have just bought it.
Okay, color me stupid, but what's the big deal about this Laballo guy?
The former prime minister was a political nightmare who ordered troops on the people, was accused of murdering opposition, including his first wife.
Sounds like a piece of work.
He is, but he was voted out. They let him stay, but under house arrest until they can figure out what to do with him.
So, Laballo, what? Needs the diamond to...
My guess is finance a coup.
He could have sold it in Europe. Right? I am right, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Awesome.
However, it wouldn't bring as much.
So they need the Sotheby's.
Bingo. So, I targeted a lady from Prism Tech.
What did you do that for? You could tip our hand here.
You nearly did that by trying to break into the joint.
Boys, do you need another lecture? I led her to believe that I wanted to set up an account and use their facilities.
Which is a vault within a bigger vault.
I worked the convo around to big clients. She let Laballo's name slip.
So what now?
I thought that was pretty plain. We're out.
Say what?
Jode.
We run a detective agency, Cooper. Not a spy ring trying to assist in toppling governments.
I am not. You know me better than that.
We take the retainer and say adios. Adios. There's the door.
You are all the time working on this piece of junk.
Wash your mouth out with soap, little man. This is a classic. And if I don't keep it running, I risk a divorce.
Well, get it fixed then. I can't ruin my food supply.
Is this social, or am I about to be pumped for insight and wisdom?
How about both?
I would love to. Ha, wait, I'm fibbing. I only said that because you're kin.
Dale.
Uh-oh, you're using your scrunchy face. I guess you're serious.
Very much so. It's the agency.
Whatever Jody says, do it. That's my advice. Whatever she's done is just fine with me.
That's just it. She just dumped our first really big important case.
What's that mean?
It has international implications.
What's that mean?
International means global, as in the planet.
You're not too big enough to put across my knee, you know.
I'd like to see you try.
Okay.
All right. It means that she dumped it because she doesn't think we can play with the big boys for the stakes that are huge.
Is she right?
This is me we're talking about, Dale.
She's right then.
Come on!
I have told you and told you and told you, Monty, that the real world and what you imagine half the time do not line up. You live in la-la land half the time, dreaming and scheming and whatever else goes on in that skull of yours. Your aunt and I have spent all our energy trying to get you grounded. The agency was supposed to do that. When Jody came along, I thanked the good Lord for answered prayers because he sent you someone that could balance out your wackiness. If she says it's a no-go, you trust her. Completely.
And I do.
You do?
I'd never tell her that. But yeah, I do.
Great. Then why are we having this talk?
What if she's wrong about this?
Are you actually asking that question?
What if she is and I'm right?
How could you be right about it?
Because I know how to get into the safe. Hey, partner! Hello? Okay, no partner. Aha! The classic note.
I thought the printed word would be better than a voicemail. That way you could have it in writing and hold it against me at a later date. Cooper and I are moving on the you-know-what. And yes, we thought it best to leave you out. They thought what? Jody! You won't find me, so don't bother. You're not that good of a detective anyway. JK. JK. I'm going to commit. You'll hear from me in 3 to 5 days. Remember to water the cactus in your office. XOXO. I cannot believe she just did that to me. 3 to 5 days. Okay. Gauntlet thrown down, little missy. And I just picked that sucker up.
He isn't answering.
I told you not to bother. You left him that note.
Only because you blackmailed me into this.
How did I blackmail you?
By threatening to kibosh the agency. Monty's agency.
I thought you had it together.
We do. Long story.
Do tell.
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. He got some inheritance money and started his own detective agency. We got crossed on the same case, and I wanted in.
Whatever for, he's inept.
My own reasons. But mainly, I wanted out of where I was and wanted to make my own decisions for a while.
You've always made your own...
No, I haven't, Cooper. It was either a boss, or you, or someone else, and I wanted to make my own way.
You could have had that with me.
Not a chance. You're all-consuming, and you know it.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
Jode.
Don't do that! It only confuses the issue! No more of our lips meeting together, okay?
Got it.
Did you not hear me?
I did. But your eyes were saying something else. Ow! Jode, that really hurt.
I wanted it to. Don't do that again. Focus on the job at hand. We need to get that diamond out of there.
Which means breaking and entering.
Now you know why I left Monty out of it. If we go down...
He stays clear of it. Jode, you've suddenly developed a heart.
I sure have. And I don't want you interfering with it.
Not a chance. Now, how do we get that diamond out of here?
Shelly Harrison?
Mr. Sanderberg?
Oh, my. Call me David, please. Have a seat. How about a cup of their best coffee?
I'm about copied out of the day.
I hear ya. I live on the stuff.
I didn't realize Rally Peak Oil would want to talk to us again.
You discussed a lot with Dee Dee Tucker, correct?
I did, yes.
You would have. I can't believe.
What's that?
Oh, that Dee Dee. She is a card.
So what's this follow-up about then?
Not about the unit itself. I think I've got that covered. But Rally Peak wants to know about safe storage of delicate papers and whatnot.
Whatnot?
Let me explain, Shelly. I may call you Shelly, right? Well, Shelly, it's all about security. Let me explain.
I don't like this. You couldn't get in the first time without the alarms going off. What gives?
As I told your partner, I had time to study it. Not only is the safe biometric, so is the grid.
Meaning?
I was able to bypass. I didn't know the system before, now I do.
I don't like this.
We've already discussed it multiple times.
We sure did. And here I am.
Ditching your partner.
He may ditch me after this.
We can always go to Hawaii after this is over.
Don't do that.
But you like Hawaii.
I know. Stop talking about it.
This was a piece of cake, Jode.
You call ziplining 7 stories up, rerouting power through the grid, hacking the server for the building, sliding through a duct barely big enough for me to fit in it, inking through 3 doors, a piece of cake?
Yeah, I do. Watch it.
Watch what?
Pressure sensors.
I thought you hacked the system.
I hacked it already. I have to give it a reboot command to take it offline, and then we can walk down the hallway.
And the holdup is?
I just did it. Okay, now we move carefully.
Heard that.
Through here.
Nice.
Everything's state of the art. Over here.
And the safe. She's a beaut.
Do not, under any circumstances, tell Mickey.
Monty.
Yeah, him. That I am using his paperclip idea.
I thought that wouldn't work with this model.
I'm going to try it anyway.
I don't see any way you can get a paperclip into the grid to bump the lock and make it open.
We have to get the cover off.
If it's going to fit in anywhere, it's behind that cluster of wires.
On it. The paperclip should act as a reboot to the lock, which buzzes it and triggers it open.
What you said.
Wow, this is tight.
Let's not make a career out of it.
I cannot believe that this will actually...
Son of a gun!
Beautiful, except...
Except what?
No diamond.
We need to get out of here.
Better yet, let's put our hands up.
You have got to be seriously kidding me.
Wow, where did she come from?
Why did I listen to you, huh? Can you tell me that?
Let's stop talking and sit on the floor while I call for some assistance.
Don't look at me like that.
I am looking straight through you, and the diamond isn't even in there!
The chocolate diamond from Lesotho?
Yeah, that one.
That isn't humanly possible. Neither one of you move a muscle.
Well, hello there. Good morning to you both.
Please shut up.
Now is not the time for being sarcastic, Monty.
Who, me? Sarcastic? Oh, why, I'm concerned about you both. You look exhausted. Awful, really, now that I see you in better lighting.
I am going to kill you once I get the strength.
Do you mind, Monty? I think Cooper and I need to regroup.
Oh, that's right. Let me quote. Cooper and I are moving on the you-know-what. And yes, we thought it best to leave you out.
Okay, I deserve that. I thought it would be best.
Why?
Because I didn't want you arrested. Or worse.
And did that happen? He asks, knowing the answer.
I don't like the grin on your stupid face, Matthew.
It's Monty! His name is Monty!
Fine. Got it.
Thank you. I'm sure you were grilled most of the night for a little breaking and entering, but were able to pull the diplomatic immunity card from the country of Lesotho. Yes?
Now, I don't like the grin on your face. Spill it.
Oh, come on. Just let me relish it one more minute.
Relish what? No way.
You are so welcome. I was just figuring out your bill. I'll have it ready in a couple of minutes.
Monty, what are you doing with the missing diamond?
Chocolate diamond, lest we forget. Why don't you both sit down for a bit of story time?
I do not like this, Monty.
And I'm thrilled about it. Thank goodness you know a guy who knows the janitorial company for Prism Tech.
If you tell me what we're about to do, am I going to want to run?
Yes! Now hush, please! And get ready to do some cleaning.
Who are you guys? Do not move.
Janitorial.
That means shutting down the system so you don't trigger it.
It sure does.
10 minutes. That's all you get.
Thank you.
You are so dead! And no sponging any free meals for a month.
Come on, Pops. We only have 10 minutes.
Pops?
No way did you get your Uncle Dale involved in on this.
Did. You weren't around. Thanks for that, partner.
Monty, please.
Paperclip?
Nope. That kind of lock can be sprung by using a remote that triggers it open. You just have to know the right signal.
And you know that how?
That would be telling. I believe you have the diamond, pal. We take American dollars, as I recall.
You did a deal.
A small deal. Shelley is a nice lady and understood completely.
What? You used my... Monty!
The long and the short of it is that you have the diamond. Sotheby's is out of it completely. Labalo will be told that the diamond was stolen and will slink off to finding financing for his rebellion somewhere else, and you, Cooper, will be in good with the Lesothian government.
And our arrest?
Oh, that? That was for me. Thank you, both. I will cherish it for many months to come.
Unbelievable. I take back nothing about what I said about you.
I wouldn't expect you to.
But thanks. I have calls to make.
Monty.
I know. Now, I got you a couple of boxes to clear out.
What?
Are we partners or not? Answer me. No thinking, joking, or rambling. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, we are, okay? Satisfied?
More than satisfied. I lied about the boxes.
No. I'm not that stupid.
Are you sure about that?
Monty, really, thank you. And good work.
Will the partnership continue for these two uncouth sleuths? Find out in the next episode of Gumshoes. You have been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Gumshoes, Flames. In the cast, Monty, Austin Hancock, Jody, Alice Cashman, Dale, Brett Jones, Cooper, Trent Poe, Shelley, Bethany Kanu, and Guard, Kat Key. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.